You are listening to From Next.js Monolith to Event-Driven Architecture, Why We Started and What We Built, written by Robert Gonizewski, published on February 24th, QuiltPrint 2026, Part 1 of the IHA Migration Series, documenting the move from a Next.js monolith to a distributed, event-driven architecture using RabbitMQ, and the three pain points that made it necessary. Begin article. This is my first post in a short series documenting the migration of It Happened Again, IHA, from a Next.js monolith to a distributed, event-driven architecture. This series documents what was built, what broke, and the things I have learned. Pause. Section. What is IHA? IHA, Community Platform for Tracking Recurring Events, things that keep happening again and again. Users submit and verify occurrences, leave comments, add tags, earn badges, and get notified when patterns they follow are updated. You can think of it as a structured community-verified record of things that keep repeating themselves. The backend handles a few distinct workloads: list item, write path, comments, occurrences, reactions, verifications, transactional, user-facing, latency-sensitive. List item. Side effects, search indexing, notifications, badge awarding, visit aggregation, can tolerate latency, must not block writes. List item. Read path, record pages, occurrence timelines, user profiles. Then features piled up and refactors became routine and the monolith started showing cracks. By early 2026, the numbers looked like this. List item. Over 130 API routes under API'd settle list item. 70 plus services registered in service registry. List item. 4 infrastructure dependencies. PostgreSQL, via Drizzle ORM, Redis, caching plus bull MQQs, MeleeSearch, and our newest addition, RabbitMQ. List item, a service registry with a sync initialization, health checks, bidirectional dependency wiring, and HMR-safe global state management. The service registry itself became a significant chunk of infrastructure. It handles registration order, async factory functions, timeout protection on initialize all, HMR, Ray registration detection, via global 2R, this services, registered, and graceful degradation and production when a service fails to initialize. None of that came from bad engineering, but from solving real problems inside one process. At some point, that same complexity became a sign that those parts should be separated. Pause. Section, the three pain points problem. Subsection 1. Tight coupling between write and side effect logic. The clearest example is comment service create comment. Before the migration, the method that saved a comment to the database, also called search service index document, now and notification service send comment notifications synchronously before returning. What it meant in practice. List item. A notification delivery failure rolls back a successful write. List item. Adding a new our notification service maintains live SSE connections in an in-process data structure. And this works perfectly for a single instance. But when you start to run two instances, for a deploy, for load, for anything, the connections are split across processes. A notification triggered in instance A cannot reach a user connected to instance B. Simple as that. The usual fix is Redis pub sub as a connection broker. I could have bolted that into the monolith, but that would add even more state and coupling to an already busy service. A cleaner approach was to move notification delivery into its own process so it owns SSE connections directly and consumes events. Hey, deploy coupling. As with the previous point, every backend change, a new field and payload, a fix to a background queue handler, a tweak to notification logic, triggers a full Next.js rebuild. TurboPack could help in development, but the production build is still a monolithic artifact. You cannot deploy just the notification logic without redeploying the entire application. When notification delivery, search indexing, badge jobs, and the API evolve at different speeds, that coupling starts to release friction. Pause. Section. Why RabbitMQ instead of something simpler? Good question. Is OW Aider Seuss already had BullMQ plus Redis in the stack? And, don't get me wrong, BullMQ is excellent. The app uses it for scheduled jobs, retry queues, and batch processing. The act list item. Topic exchanges with routing key patterns. A single events exchange can fan out comment, use RIDIT to both search indexer comment and notifications, comment queues simultaneously. Without the publisher knowing about either consumer, BullMQs are point-to-point by design. List item. Consumer isolation. Each consumer service declares its own durable queue bound to the exchange. Adding a new consumer, let's say a moderation service that wants to review new comments, requires no changes to the publisher. List item. Cross-process fan-out. When the notification service and search service become separate processes, they each connect to RabbitMQ and bind their own queues. The publisher, Event Bus Serviced, Event Bestimate, doesn't change. List item. Protocol level durability. Messages survive broker restarts when declared persistent. RabbitMQ AMQP acknowledgement semantics give us finer control over retry behavior than polling a BullMQ queue. The answer. Use BullMQ for scheduled and batch work, batch processing, visit aggregation, data retention, and RabbitMQ for domain events that need fan out to multiple consumers. BullMQ is here to stay, as both can coexist. They solve different problems. Pause. Section. The RabbitMQ POC. What was built? The proof of concept had basically three goals. Point 1. Prove the routing topology works. Topic exchange plus multiple queue bindings per event. Point 2. Prove that comment service create comment can emit an event replacing calling services directly. Events follow a self. Entity, aim was noun, action, routing key, convents. All constants, live in SRC, event cell A, event names contains, comment readed mapped to the string literal comment, kdu kju currented, dotted, dot dat dotted, regro, kdu corregro, kju kju. Is varied to occurrence, verified, and so on. K's maps consumer identifiers to their durable queue names. Search index kju dot dash tensorn kju dot 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 tenso ATSA. Horo kju kta dot t as string, and occurrence I dad as string, a content string, and optional PyDatu dot 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 t. Recordy a dot 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 dot. Comment created consumer registers two queue bindings for the same event, one for search indexing and one for notifications. Both subscriptions use eventbus.on with the event name entans.ms.camown and quiz.notifications Carmen and quiz.dot.sys.tights.ikn.t.sits.tights.ts. Note the bot ebe2. Dot that's tights take. So Rabbit and MQ delivers a copy of each published message to both queues. The two handlers then execute independently. A failure in handle indexing does not affect handle notifications, and vice versa. Handle indexing fetches the full comment object via commentService.commentID. The event payload carries just the ID, not the full object, to keep payload small and avoid serialization of potentially stale data. Then it calls search service at .indexDocument. Now, if this throws, the error propagates and RabbitMQ provider .nacks the message, triggering the DLX retry pattern. Handle notifications delegates to comment notification helper, which holds the complex notification rules: notify occurrence subscribers, notify parent comment authors, skip the author of the triggering comment, and more. This helper existed before the event bus. The consumer just instantiates it with its dependencies rather than duplicating the logic. Pause. Section. POC. The good. The core design did hold up. The topic exchange fan out worked as expected, emitting
the comment notification helper was reused as is. The consumer delegates complex notification rules to the same helper class that the synchronous path used, rather than just duplicating logic. The helper is instantiated with its dependencies passed as constructor arguments, and it is straightforward to test in isolation. Typing was meant to be solid, so comment created payload Seba provides runtime validation at consumer entry points, and the inferred TypeScript type comment created payload gives compile time safety on the payload fields. Event nines and queues as const objects prevent string literal typos at emit and subscribe sites. Pause. The bad three bugs that had to be fixed. The initial POC had a few defects. These three were the most interesting and the most useful to fix early. Subsection. Bug 1. Single channel shared between publisher and consumer. The original RabbitMQ provider used one AMQP channel for both publish and subscribe. That looked fine in simple tests, but it caused trouble under higher artificial load. AMQP flow control is channel scoped, so slow consumers could backpressure the same channel used for publishing. The fix was to split responsibilities: publish channel for publish, consume channel for subscribe. Now, slow consumption does not stall publishing. I also run setup DLX infrastructure on publish channel, since exchange assertions can run on any channel. Subsection. Bug 2. No
list item. Events DLX.
X, the dead letter exchange. Messages go here when NACT with REQ fails. List ADEM. Events RE, a retry exchange. Failed messages are published here with a TTL and then expire back to the main events exchange via X. Dead. Letter exchange on the retry Q. List item. Per QDLQ. EK. Search indexer. Comment DALQ. The permanent dead letter queue for messages that have exhausted all retries. The retry counter lives in the X retries message header. On each failed delivery, the handler increments the counter and republishes to the retry queue. After max retry, count 3, failures. The message is NACT with REQ fails and lands in the DLQ, where it can be inspected and replayed from the RabbitMQ management UI. Retry deletums is set to 5,000, 5 seconds. It is simple and predictable for now. Exponential backoff can be added later. Exponential dubray DLLM. Set to 5,000, 5 seconds. It is simple and predictable for now. Exponential backoff can be added later. Subsection. Bug. 3. Consumer registration timing. The first draft of initialize services, register core services, and all other registration calls. These only register service factories with the service registry. They do not instantiate or connect anything. Point 2. Service registry initialize all. This one. Section. The NEBWM feature, flag. Shipping a fundamental change to how side effects are triggered requires a way to turn it off instantly if something goes wrong. The NEBWM feature firement variable controls whether Etvobo service is backed by a real RabbitMQ connection or a no-op stub. When NEBWM is not set or is false. List item. No RabbitMQ connection is attempted at startup. List item. Etvobo service is registered with a no-op provider that implements the full Amazure Broker provider interface but in practice does nothing. Connect resolves immediately. Publish. Returns false. Subscribe resolves immediately. List item. It's 9911 when we found remains in place as a fallback. The POC established that the pattern works and the bugs are fixable. What remains is doing this systematically. Subsection. Phase 1. Systematic decoupling within the monolith. The next services to migrate are record service, occurrence service, badge service, as a consumer, and notification service, badge service, as a consumer. Each follows the same pattern. Point 1. Define the event schema in SRC, lib, events, schema, in SRC, defined, date same btid. Point 4. Write a consumer class that handles the side effects. Point 5. Register the consumer in initialize RabbitMQ consumers. Point 6. Write unit tests for the consumer handlers in tests SRC, bwinna, pokerDE, bwinna, monolith. Although more modular, is still a monolith, but the coupling between write paths and side effect paths is severed. Every side effect is now a consumer of a message queue, and the synchronous call graph becomes significantly more shallow. Subsection. Phase 2. turborepo monorepo and extracting a HONO backend. Once the event boundaries are clean, the next step is process extraction. The plan is to move the 130 API routes to a standalone HONO application, apps API, with bun runtime and use Next.js purely as a BFF backend for frontend that proxies API calls with additional headers and handles SSR. The notification service becomes its own process, apps API with bun runtime and use Next.js purely as a BFF backend for frontend that proxies API calls with additional headers and handles SSR.